This is Brother Meador, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. And I want to go ahead and get in these scriptures, and these are going to be found also in the Gospel of Luke. The first one's going to be found in chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, and starting at verse 39. And when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now, this is talking about Jesus. And you go on down to verse 51 in Luke, the second chapter. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So when you're reading over here in verse 39, you're talking about his circumcision. You're talking about where he came into the temple, and Simeon spoke the word of the Lord, and Anna, the prophetess, spoke the word of the Lord. And then in these verses 51 and 52, it's talking about where he went to the temple and sat and asked questions of the scribes and expounded to them. And it says after this that he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But Mary kept all these things in her heart. And in verse 52, and it said, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Well, over in verse 40, it says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So what was happening with Jesus from that age of 12 to that age of 30, those 18 or so years, was there was a revealing of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and strength. And he was coming into grace and finding favor. God was revealing himself in him is what was happening to him. And when the Lord spoke to me on December the 21st of 2019, he gave me two words. And that was the word reveal and the word manifest. I had been doing a lot of preaching on the manifestation of the Christ, the revealing of the Christ, and I was mixing the words up and using them like they were one and the same. And when the Lord spoke to me, he said, the word reveal and the word manifest are totally different. He said, you're preaching them as one and the same, but they're different. He said, reveal is when I put something in you or reveal something in you in wisdom, knowledge, understanding. He said, I edify you. I open your understanding to something. He said, but the word manifest means a demonstration and a showing or a appearing or coming forth. And so the Lord clarified those two things to me. And then he began to show me that there's got to be a revealing before there can be a manifestation. And so many of the people and the way I grew up, you know, we just, we got the word preached to us out of the Gospels, out of the book of Acts, and we were told to go out there and do these things. We had the Holy Ghost. We had supposedly a measure of Christ being revealed in us, but you know, we didn't know. We didn't have this knowledge then. And I've had people say, well, you got the Holy Ghost, don't you? I said, well, yeah, I've got a portion of Christ, and I believe that. Well, then you ought to be able to heal the sick and cast out devils and do different things. But it takes a lot of wisdom and knowledge and understanding to do miracles. It takes God opening your understanding and knowing how to deal with spirits and knowing what to do and how to do and how to approach them and when to use the working and the gift and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. These things take growth and they take a revealing. And this is what was happening in Jesus all these years that he was growing up from 12 to 30, those 18 years, as I've said, then this was being revealed in him. And You know, we're just told to get out there and do these things. There's been no revealing, and this is why nothing has happened. This is why people haven't been able to do what they've been told they can do, is the Holy Ghost has not revealed this in you. And not only is it not revealed in you, but there is a time and a season for these kind of acts and moves of God. So it's not just a revealing, it's knowing God's timing and knowing that to everything there's a season and there's a time to every purpose under the heaven. But when it came time for Jesus to step into that ministry, and he did this in Cana of Galilee, stepped out there and had those miracles, had that deliverance, and performed turning that water to wine. He didn't have to go pray one more day. He didn't have to fast one more time. He just, when it came time to do it, it had been revealed in him. He was ready. And in John chapter 1 and verse 29, this is what it says. This is very important teaching if you can get a hold of this. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. So John knew that Jesus was going to be made manifest to Israel. But before he could be made manifest, he had to spend those 18 plus years in a revealing. So we need to stand still and let God bring a revealing in us that will know that we're being led by the Spirit of God. And when the miracles need to happen, the deliverance needs to happen, it's already there because it's revealed, and it's time for the Spirit to manifest. May God bless you.